Hello and welcome to Western North Carolina Original Music, episode 29. You know, some scientists think that the skull has 29 bones, while some think it has 22 or 24. It's hard to settle this because every time somebody starts counting, they think, oh, I'm counting skull bones, gross, and they stop. This week's episode is part two of the Billy Litz Sanctuary Brewing episode, recorded live at Sanctuary Brewing in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And as you can tell, I have not gotten any better at saying brewing or brewery. Just can't say it. Well, let's not let that ruin the fun. Just want to remind you that Billy Litz is the lead singer and primary songwriter of the band Hustle Souls, based out of Asheville, North Carolina, but active all across the country. And Billy was kind enough to let me record a live set he did several weeks ago. And then we sat down a few weeks after that and talked about the songs and songwriting. And I'll tell you a little more about Billy and Hustle Souls and Sanctuary Brewing in just a few moments after some music. Here is Billy Litz.
So this next one is one that I wrote on the beach in Washington, which is my kind of beach, because you can wear hiking boots and flannels in the middle of the day and still be by the ocean, instead of the way it is on the East Coast. And this one came real quick, way quicker than most songs do, and it's a little bit goofy, but I decided to roll with it.
Thank you.
She told me if I loved her, I would always be well. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. Thank you so much.
The song Oh Well came to me like really, really quickly. I was on vacation in Washington State, hanging out at the beach, which is an awesome beach. I think they filmed Twilight or some movie there. I've never seen it, but they had a bunch of billboards for it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just us talking.
I only read vampire
DVD
novels. Yeah.
Over there?
No, I don't watch a lot of movies, and Twilight's not on my list of movies to watch. Not that it's not good. I don't know or care. Yeah. But the beach was beautiful, so they have at least good scene choices there. But I'd been relaxing, and it was vacation, and the song came to me way faster than songs usually do. I was just messing around with a really typical kind of cheesy musical early jazz style chord progression that was, and this melody came, and then all of a sudden, like, this whole story, the lyrics just like came out and they were just done. And it never happens for like that for me anymore. It usually is like a month too long process to really write a song. Mm. And this happened probably, you know, 15 to 30 minutes. And I had this whole idea written. It's a pretty simple idea, and it's a pretty simple song. But it came really quickly, which is great. It's totally fictional. It's another story about a failed relationship. This one is like my fault, the narrator's fault, and it's like, yeah, if she told me if I loved her, everything would be well. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well. So it's got, you know, another punchline type of thing, which I didn't set out to write it. It's like almost one of those like country gimmicky lyrics that is like.
Like each oh, well, it's not repeating the same. It's each oh, well almost has a different meaning than the previous oh, well.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, it's meaningful enough to me that I'm singing about it, you know, and. But it's kind of acknowledging the self-destructive nature of the character, I think, of say like the awareness of the self-destructive. Like, you can watch yourself be self-destructive and make bad choices and know that you're doing it at the time, but still do it. And it's a crazy, terrible flaw in the human brain. But it's like, yeah, I know that I love this person. Things are great. It was supposed to be together forever, and I'm going to choose to walk away and make myself kind of miserable, and I'm totally just going to do this thing, and it's I know that there's a good choice to make, and I'm going to make the bad choice, and oh well.
Here's another brand new one. Last night I dreamt that you were dying. You cooked a little bag of dope and cried. You told me you were putting it on me. It's on my phone. And I tried for inspiration, but you said you gave up hope. And I thought I'd give you a call. But this conversation's hard to start, so I'm staring at the wall. The coffee on the pot is hot. My day's about to start. All my dreams are quick forgotten. Just another afterthought. What a cheap attempt, the thing that I could take. With poetry, the reasons I won't have. Truth be told. Oh.
last year I thought that you were doing fine. But then Christmas time, your skin was thin, you wouldn't look me in the eye. And I asked you to come spend a week with me in Caroline. We'll toss out all the dust and sin, we'll dump out all the wine. Oh, but now I'm here and I'm all alone, with whiskey stains upon my breath, I'm talking to your ghost. There's so many things that I never got the chance to say. I never told you that I loved you. I hope you knew it anyway. What a cheap attempt to think that I could tell with poetry the reasons I won't have.
Thank you so much.
So, Truth Be Told is a pretty heavy song. I played it for the old drummer in Hustle Souls. He's like, do you have any new songs that you've been working on? Because we hadn't been working on new stuff. And I played it for him, and he's like, man, that's like the happiest song. That'll be like our happiest sounding song. Because it really is this like really happy thing. I was listening to a lot of like Belle and Sebastian at the time. Mm-hmm. So, it's like kind of over the top folk pop thing. Well, the lyrics deal with addiction and confronting addiction and loved ones going through addiction and having the courage to like to say that you love someone and to do something about it. Which a lot of times there's nothing that you can do, but just having the courage to say, hey, I want to do something would, you know, feel good to do, but even that's hard to do. And similar to Oh Well, it's like knowing that you're making the wrong choice, saying like, I thought about giving you a phone call, but that conversation's hard to start, so I'm just staring at the wall and I'm just going to go on with my day. My day's about to start. Here we go. And I'm going to forget about it soon because like right now it's weighing on me. But once I head to work or head to the gig or wherever, it's like I'm not going to think about it until the next time I get an overwhelming like flow of emotion that's like, oh, man, this person's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I know a lot of people that have dealt with addiction in a lot of ways. I just lost a friend of mine like 3 days ago, just hopped on Facebook and saw that he had passed. And, you know, it's, and I, yeah, it's sad. It's tough. Life can hit you hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he, someone you thought about when you wrote this song?
No, he wasn't. There's enough people in my life that that it doesn't have to be one specific person.
Young guy?
Basketball? Yeah. Yeah. He was definitely too young to go.
More music in just a little while. I want to remind you to check out Billy's music at hustlesouls.com and billylitz.com, billylitz.com. And also check out the music school that he helps run called Experience Music, and that's at experiencemusicavl.com. And also I talked about the great work that Sanctuary Brewing does last week, including supporting a lot of local animal rescue charities and having their monthly Help for Hendo Day, where they have the less fortunate come in and get job training, get meals, haircuts, a lot of other resources. For people that don't live around here, Hendo and the Help for Hendo refers to Hendersonville, which is the city where you would find that particular establishment that serves alcoholic beverages that goes by the name of Sanctuary. I'm not going to try to say that word again. You know what I'm saying. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Podcast, Stitcher, just anywhere you can possibly imagine that you could get a podcast. I bet you could find it somewhere. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, even a little bit of Twitter, although it leaves a bad taste in my mouth every time I do something on Twitter.
Hey, kids. Do you like toys? Yeah! Do you like
satanic worship?
Then you'll love Luciferby, the soft and snuggly,
damning and cuddly,
interactive fun toy.
Luciferby, are you hungry?
Feed me the blood of your priest.
Luciferby, I love you.
From Hasbro.
This is Matt Sellers, and you're listening to Western North Carolina Original Music.
Leave them as they is, and lay down a pallet on this cold, hard ground. Mama, I miss the days when you were still hanging around. You see, the hardest part of living is learning how to die. The hardest part of loving is saying goodbye. The hardest part of mourning is the end of the night. Right now I can hardly keep my head upright. Right now I can hardly keep my head upright. Right now I can hardly keep my head. Singing, but it sure as hell ain't no sing along. Yeah, I'm laying down lonely in this.
this ain't even a real fucking bed. It's 4 in the morning, but maybe I should stay awake instead. You see, the hardest part of living is learning how to die. The hardest part of loving is saying goodbye. The hardest part of mourning is the end of the night. Right now I can hardly keep my head upright. Oh, right now I can hardly keep my head upright. Right now I can hardly keep my head. Sanctuary, and welcome back.
Hardest part's another old one. I wrote it when I my second year in Asheville. I remember where I was living at the time, in Weaverville, North Carolina. Weaverville. It was awesome. I had a cool studio apartment underneath somebody's house that we paid $300 a month in rent for. I like mowed the guy's lawn. But my wife was doing a teacher training and was living in Charlotte, and I was up super late doing what I do and writing songs and playing guitar, and it came pretty quickly. And, you know, it's, I think the lyrics are pretty potent in the chorus of like, the hardest part of living is learning how to die. The hardest part of loving is saying goodbye. The hardest part of mornings, end of the night. It's like, you know, it wasn't about anything specifically. I think I got lucky on some of it coming out. The song's not that cohesive of a unit lyrically, but it's just generally like, I'm up really late partying, in quotes. Basically, I'm up really late drinking a bunch of whiskey by myself, missing somebody.
Yeah.
I should really go to sleep, but I'm not going to, because that's just hard to do. It's hard to stop doing this thing. And
you're kind of riding what you're doing at the time.
Yeah. And there's like a certain like late night sadness type of thing that like just feels good to be feeling emotions, you know, even though it's not really happy. Like you're missing somebody and everything's kind of miserable, but like, it's kind of fun to like wallow in that self, like that sadness for a little while, as long as it doesn't stick around for too long. But if you're just like a tourist in the sadness,
right,
then it can be a really interesting feeling, and it can feel very inspiring musically too. So I remember like feeling a lot that night. But the song was done and like that night, I think I finished it. And it's one that has stuck around for a while. A lot of songs like come and go, but that one's I play a lot.
Let them know I never meant to slip so far away. If you find my future self in 4 years, ask me to forgive all my mistakes. Accomplishments and time gets spent, it all adds up to nothing anyway. I cut my teeth and dug my heels, but still I'm staring at a blank white page. Yeah, time goes, I'm jealous. Oh, I'm staring in the mirror to see what's left. I'm older, just trying to figure out what to regret. Victoria sleeps alone at night while I chase miles and highway signs. Don't hold back, put it on the line. It washes up what's left. Bits of stardust, but that don't tell me shit about what to do. Well, I sold my soul and gained the world. Oh, hold on tight, I got something to lose. Thank you. to slip so far away. If you find my future self in 4 years, ask me to forgive all my mistakes.
Thank you.
So Find My Friends was written in a similar time. It's a new one. It's kind of about the same nostalgia of Built to Change, of seeing old friends from another time in life and moving on. I remember I was listening to a new Wilco album, which I like kind of stopped listening to Wilco along, like, strangely around that time period, which has nothing to do with it. But, you know, after college, after Sky Blue Sky, I started to fade out of their albums and like keeping track of what they were doing. And I was like, yeah, I should go back and listen to some. So I was listening to Star Wars or one of their new albums or something. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot more vulnerable and slower and then the music that I've been writing for my band for a long time, which is always try to pack the energy in, try to make it funky and try to make it groovy. And they were just like, this is just a folk song. And I was like, man, I can write a song like that. I'm allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. And I had just lost like the drummer and bass player in Hustle Souls and hadn't found new guys yet. So I was like, I might not even have a band. So I'm allowed to write whatever, you know, this song could just be for me. And so that was when I had the band at full peak, which we're still going just as strong now, luckily, because we've gotten people involved that are helping it go. But the amount of time I could dedicate to songwriting, like every song I wrote had to be usable for the band. And it was for that purpose of like, we need material, we need. And
you gotta have 3 hours.
This was kind of going back to like, screw it. Who knows if I'm ever gonna like get to play a big show again. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna write a slow folk song for myself. And I hadn't done that in a long time. It was very liberating to do. And it was, yeah, around the same time that Built to Change happened. I had seen a bunch of friends. So it's like, if you find my friends, please let them know. Didn't mean to slip so far away. Which is definitely true. It's like, I get so obsessive over music and I'm so busy with keeping up with life that my social life doesn't, I don't have a social life outside of work, and which is music. And I don't like social media. I'd use it for music, but I don't even check to see, you know, pictures of, you know, I just don't keep in contact with people from, my past life, which wasn't intentional, you know? And I feel like it feels like, you know, for people that do keep up with friends for a long time, they assume it is intentional. So that song is kind of like, and it's about losing my bandmates who strangely are in town again tonight. And they just moved to Chicago, New York, but they're in town tonight. But yeah, it was about losing my bandmates and saying, you know, I sacrificed my youth, like we talked about earlier. Mm. I sacrificed my freedom of being able to travel and go wherever I want, whenever I want, for music. And I sacrificed hanging out with my old friends from college. I sacrificed going on vacation. You know, I sacrificed all these things trying to get a band together and on the road and playing the songs that I've been writing. And now I might lose that because these guys are about to move.
Oh, yeah.
And
this was
a couple months ago. Okay. So it really is just a bit about them leaving in a lot of ways. And I just seen friends from school, but they left. So I was like liberated to write a song that didn't need to be performed. And then it was like, man, I just like sacrificed a lot of stuff. And if this stops now, it's been great. It's been, I've created music and that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, I'm looking in the mirror trying to see what's left. Like, I'm older. I've like, you know, I've been through some stuff now that I haven't been through before. And I'm just like wondering what was worth it and what should I regret? Like, where, you know, where should I have put my friends from the past as a higher priority, and vacations and time off as a higher priority? And, you know, because when I'm playing and performing, it's all worth it, all the sacrifices. But then if you like look at losing it, you're like, man, what, you know, should I have gone to that wedding, or you know, should I have done those things? And it's about like just looking back and being like, man, like I've made all these choices. They seem so obvious at the time, but now I'm kind of forced to look back and look in the mirror and, you know, say, I'm wondering what to regret is one of the lines, is like, which, I'm not saying I regret any of it, but right. It's like, I'm wondering, like, should I regret some of these choices? Should I have made music such a priority in my life? Or should I have made life more of a priority?
All right, that's it for this week. Want to thank Billy and Sanctuary Brewing. Don't forget to check the item description for a lot of links there. Specifically, look for HustleSouls.com, BillyLitz.com, SanctuaryBrewCo.com, and also look for links to Billy's music school where he teaches, and for all of the places that Sanctuary supports with the money that you give them for beer. Want to thank Tom Whelan for the audio mastering, and as always, Michelle Guild for the funny fake ad. She recently is not feeling so well, so feel free to contact her on social media, whether you know her or not. Just go ahead and don't even explain why. Just say, feel better out of nowhere. She'll like it. Just trust me. Gonna take a week off for Christmas. Gonna schedule some videos to pop up here and there. So hopefully you'll see those. Go back and listen to some old episodes. And then once you do all that, you can spend some time with your family and friends celebrating the season. And got a lot of good stuff coming in the new year. Have a good week.
Promoting stuff, me coming, stuff coming out, yeah.